Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Very good, because I got through a massive, massive deadline this week that's been hanging over my head for about 6 months. Turned it in on Friday, and it's been glorious ever since. It's like finally getting that term paper submitted. That's been due for, since the beginning of the semester.
It's Saturday. You've had that feeling for less than 24 hours.
Yes, but it's been fantastic. And man, I'm not a fan of these bid processes, but they can be very stressful when you're just the chef putting together all the ingredients, and some of those ingredients are willing, and some of them are not willing to provide pricing. So it's
oh boy.
Yeah, so it's,
and it's blind, right? You don't know what other companies are.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
No,
you just got to make sure you guys are happy.
Exactly. And if it comes together, great. And if not, I just wasted, 100 hours of my life. But you never know. You never know. So,
oh my God.
But it was good. So I'm glad that one's done. Glad that one's done. But,
so you want to be an entrepreneur, people.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez. 100 hours, zero pay. And, well, actually, you pay them because you have to invest all your anyways. So it's
good
exciting.
For you, though.
Very exciting.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, that one will be, if we win that one, probably won't be able to do any new projects, for 2 years. That's how big it is. So
jump to Jehoshaphat.
I know, that would be awesome. But all of the people that are out there listening, we get so much great response, and people are constantly writing to us and emailing us and telling us how much they enjoy the podcast. So we want to say thank you again to everyone, to our new listeners and our old listeners and our subscribers and everybody else. So thank you very much. Keep it coming, because we haven't won it yet. So just keep plowing through. And today I wanted to talk about two different solar cases. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Like suitcases? What do you mean cases?
Well, there's a gal who went solar with us right before the net energy metering 2.0 deadline. And she just said, here's my current electricity bill. Here's what we plan to add. You're the solar expert. You tell me what we need to do.
Oh,
and she said, we're going to have to finance it.
Okay.
And I said, okay, so now I'm going to talk about that case. And then I'm going to talk about the opposite. So it's it happens, sometimes people, they listen to other things and they don't listen to the expert, but they just kind of fall into things. So the first person, we designed the system and, more than what she needed, because most people end up, when they do go solar, they're even subconsciously, even if they're always turning off lights and everything, they might say, I got solar.
Yeah.
Summer, what's the big deal? And in most cases, that's generally true. But sometimes people go, well, I have solar, I can run the AC 24/7, or I have solar, that means I have unlimited electricity.
Open the windows, turn on the AC. Let's go.
Hey, that's my mom.
Thanks, mom.
So, so what it turns out is, she was very much interested in managing her electricity, which is great. Mm-hmm. Checking her electricity usage, in addition to checking her solar production. And so we did the system, and we were able to get it done in time for the NEM 2.0 deadline. So that means she gets credit on the excess power, which is perfect.
Great. Yep.
Retail credit on the excess power.
Hmm.
Now, we're a year later. She is super happy, over the moon excited. Regarding the financing, she did go with a zero down, zero fee credit union loan that was 15 years in term. And it is a 6.99% interest rate. And most people, when they hear that, they absolutely recoil and they say, yeah, no way, that's insane. It's really not insane in these times, but some people are like, oh my God, that is crazy. And, you know, compared to 3% mortgages, it is crazy.
Yep.
But in nowadays, it's not that bad. And so what I said is, whatever you can afford. So let's just say your interest payment, or I'm sorry, your loan payment is $300 a month. Can you do more than that? And she said, yes, I can do $600 a month. And I said, that's perfect. Because that additional $300 that in, you know, like if you were putting an addition, if you're like doubling up on your mortgage payment, mm-hmm. you would more than cut it in half. So if it was a 30-year mortgage and you doubled your payment, it'd be done in 15 years or more or faster. Same principle with these zero down loans. The zero fee part is really important because we see all of these in solar, especially, you know, 2.99% or 1.9 or no interest for 18 months. What those loan companies, they're just making their money by adding 20% onto the loan. So if you're, it's a $10,000 loan, with that 20%, you're now borrowing $12,000. And so the payment is based on that $12,000, not on the $10,000.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what she's done is she's also getting the 30% federal tax credit because she owns a system. And so rather than taking that refund and going to Maui and spending, you know, having a great vacation, she's actually applying that tax credit to the loan principal. So if she goes ahead and applies the full tax credit to the loan, that 15-year loan, and she's doing that double payment, how fast do you think her system will be paid off?
It's got to be less than 10 years, right?
4 years.
Whoa!
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome because after those 4 years, she has essentially free electricity that she's already paid for from the mm-hmm. solar panels. Plus, she remember that 6.99% interest. How much do you think she will have paid in interest for the loan for that 4 years?
I don't know.
$1,100.
What? Total.
Exactly. Because like I said, you're minimizing that interest payment.
That time, yeah.
You're minimizing that time. And so you're paying that off so quickly, the interest can't really accumulate.
Wow.
And so even though it's 6.99%,
okay,
that is kind of the magic of compound interest, compound payments. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's so everyone is, oh my God, 6.99%. It's not that bad. But now if she was doing that zero down loan with the 20% add-on and all that stuff, it would be longer. Not that much longer, but still, it's really that double payment and the 30% tax credit. And so both of those are really, really important because then, you know, that makes solar kind of the best investment you can make because it's PG&E is never going to go down. It's
yeah,
never
no
going to be cheaper. So yeah, it's pretty amazing. Then the second person I want to talk about is, and I'll have to go through it quick, but she bought a house with solar on it. And she was like, all right, you know, we're golden. This house has solar. And she never checked, her agent never checked or anything of what kind of solar. She just signed all the papers and moved in. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so one of those papers was a transfer of the solar lease over to her. And she had no idea what she was signing. That no one ever explained it. And her agents just, you know, shrugged her shoulders. Said, well, that's what you do. Mm. You sign it. And so she signed it. And now she has this solar panel system. And it's a few years old. And it's really not producing very much. And so she called the solar installer. And solar installer out of business. Yes. And then she all of a sudden got this gigantic electricity bill. And she said, what is this? And so it's a solar true-up bill for the year. So, and then she said, no one ever explained about the true-up bill. So $8,000, you know, just showing up today, you know, due right now. And she goes, what is this?
Wait, her real estate agent didn't explain all of this?
No. She had no idea.
I'm laughing.
I know. Well, yeah, Adam. A lot of agents now I'm talking to, they definitely understand solar because it's still tanking their transactions, which is crazy.
The Jedi mind track, this is normal.
This is normal. Sign. Well, I mean, when you have 1,000 pieces of paper to sign in these real estate transactions.
It's a lot of trust in that agent who's not also, you know, they're motivated by closing. Let's close.
And, you know, if you start questioning the solar on there, what kind is it? All that kind of stuff. So in any event, this poor lady, she has, and she also had, they got two Teslas and they're driving, you know, 60 miles each way. And so no one explained to her about the charging, you know, when you charge up the car, it's not free, you know, but when some people, I have solar, it should pay for that. It's not a full replacement of the electricity. It produces a certain amount. And then after that, you're paying. So in any event, it turns out the solar was working and producing, but now we need to more than double the size. We can't even touch that lease system because she doesn't own it. Yep. So in some cases, you know, we could move those panels or we could replace them with the newest stuff. And, you know, it's almost a 2-for-1 basically for how efficient and large output the new panels are. Cause I think her current ones are like 300 watts and then the new ones are 425. So in any event, we could shrink the system, get it, but can't touch it. So that means we have to put the panels, the new ones, on kind of the worst parts of the roof. And when the first install went in, they just took up the absolute middle of the roof and made it so you really couldn't install anywhere else in the south or west or east face. So it's going to be a challenge for her, and it's going to, you know, she has to still pay this lease. It can't, you know, unless you, you know, does the whole milestone where you just pay it off at, you know, 20 years or 10 years and those kind of things. But I think she's already missed one of them. So boy, it's a kind of worst case, best case, but
milestone. What the heck's that? Sorry, Jamie. You breezed by a lease.
Lease payments. Sometimes you can buy out the lease at the 10-year mark, or the 15-year mark, depending. So check your lease paperwork if you see these. Mm-hmm. And when I say lease, it's also power purchase agreement. So if you hear PPA, you can also there may be a chance to get out of it. And so, but yeah, you're kind of stuck with this equipment. And if the system goes down or not producing, the lease payments do not stop. They just keep on rolling. So it's still really important to pick an installer that will be around. And in this crazy net energy metering 3.0, we're seeing like one company a day going out of business, which is ouch. That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, that sounds rough. Brutal.
But anywho, I've been wanting to talk about these two cases for a couple weeks. And if you know somebody who's buying a house or getting ready to buy a house, even if it has solar, doesn't have solar, send this podcast to them, send it to their agent, say, please just invest, you know, 12 minutes of your life to listen to this one, because there's a good way to go solar and a really bad way to go solar, and you don't want to be in the bad way. That's kind of the moral of this. But and I'm sure there's plenty of worse stories out there, but this one was like ouch, ouch, and ouch, ouch. Can't imagine $8,000 true up bill doing 10 days type of thing. So
But if you have a lease, you can go to another solar company and ask for more solar, right? If
that counts. They just can't touch the existing system.
Right.
So they have to go around it or, you know, near it.
Obviously, because I have friends who've, you know, they new neighbors kind of over the COVID time, and they bought the house, like the house went on the market and then they had already made an offer within an hour.
Yep.
And that kind of thing. And they didn't care, like that, obviously, because they bought into that lease right away because they were just like, we need it. So we need a house.
It happens. It's very common.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my God, what have we done? And, you know, it's not even producing 20% of what we need. And so it's really just, if you know someone who can't do anything about this, or I guess, you know, if you know someone who bought into a house with solar on it, still send them this podcast because they need to learn about their system. And a lot of times the installer is not around.
If they have a $7,000 or whatever, a $3,000 true-up bill, it does make sense for them to add panels, right? Most likely.
Yes. Well, we have to make sure the current system is producing. So we were able to make sure with this woman that it is producing something. They're just using a ton of power. And, you know, when you're buying the new electric vehicle, the new Cybertruck, Adam.
Yeah.
Those use quite a bit of power. And, you know, $1,000 electricity bill is not uncommon with those in California. Other places maybe. So
wow.
So, yeah.
Still cheaper than gas, bro.
I don't know about that.
I hope so. Come on. Yeah. That's the promise. Hey. Please.
Oof.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up there.
Yep.
If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. You can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there. If you'd like to check out a library of our past episodes, you can go to solarharmonics.com. Click on the podcast link at the top of the page and enjoy. You'll be able to experience a library of episodes stretching back many years. And Jamie always says there's always something happening in the land of solar. If you have a friend who's considering going solar, you know, they have lease payments that are crazy, or, you know, they have a true-up bill that's crazy. Even if they've leased their system, they might be a candidate for, you know, more solar to offset that true-up bill. Oh boy, this would be a great podcast to introduce to them, because it will give them peace of mind and help them save tons and tons and tons of money, thousands and thousands of dollars over the life of their system. So what better friend is that? We always ask. I don't know. So until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.